Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
It is amazing to me what is taking place right now. We want to be able to tell you the VA Medical Center, this is a report, VA Medical Center pulls curtain to hide Jesus cross and altar, June the 2nd, 2014. Yes. At the Oscar G. Johnson VA Medical Center in Iron Mountain, Michigan, officials have decided to a dedicated chapel should not be perceived as a chapel that offends someone.
Wow.
And so, as a matter of fact, I don't know, can you take this, make this right now, put this up while I'm talking, that picture right there. Yeah. You got to see this.
Who's the someone they're not trying to offend?
Because
they're offending Jesus.
You know? I know. I know they are.
Okay, got it. Trying to get it there.
All right. And so you see right here, you see that they have, get back to my, here we go, that they have a curtain, as you can see right here. They put a curtain around, you put a shower curtain around a bathtub or something of that nature. And it says, let me say this again, it's at the Oscar G. Johnson VA Medical Center in Iron Mountain, Michigan, officials have decided to a dedicated chapel should not be perceived as a chapel because it might offend someone.
Oh,
because the chapel is open 24/7, 24/7, Director James Rice authorized staff to literally think about this, authorized staff to literally hide it. We're wondering what's wrong with VA. They're denying God. They're denying God. They're covering up Jesus. I mean, this ain't going to work. This is not going to work. They put a curtain totally around. I mean, you're looking at it right here. It's a curtain that draws around the cross. It draws around Jesus and an altar right there. The center's Facebook page tried to defend its agnostic decision by saying that the chapel displays the religious items during the scheduled chapel services on Friday and Sunday. During our times, you think about it, they want to stay neutral in their religions. And it's like, what are you, what? This is so important. Understand these things. First of all, if you have a loved one that's suffering and you want to be able to pray, you want to pray to God and you want to be able to pray to the healer, Jesus Christ. And they just edited out the First Amendment right for you as a vet to be able to pray for your loved one before a cross.
Wow.
Who, by the way, if you haven't been to many of the soldiers' graves, has a cross on them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, you know, what are we coming to? I mean, VA, we have this huge VA crisis. Things are coming down. The people have died that were on the secret list, reports are, that there's 1,000-something people that weren't even put into the system at all. The leader, of course, is gone. But this thing is, it's as Dr. Ben Carson says, this is a, and many of our Congress say, this is an inbred thing. It's inside of the system. It's not about replacing. This leader who just got replaced, he just came in. I mean,
Chinchecki.
Yeah, Chinchecki. This thing has been going for quite some time. And some reports are, so the reason why is because you can't fire anybody. Mm-hmm. But the thing is that that's not all VA clinics. It's not all the VA. But if that's anywhere, it needs to be rooted out in the context of that. And it's like, but if you are amputating Jesus from VA and you're amputating the chapel, I mean, it's going to fall. It's not going to stand. And it reminds me what we talked about on a previous program about this really matters, because you think about the Alinsky tactics that says, you know, find something common that you can actually organize around. And once you do that, it's easy to, like pollution, he says, and then it's really easy to just jump right into political pollution and Pentagon pollution. Mm-hmm. And I told you, Christian pollution. I said that. You can go back and listen to that. If we had that segment, we could play it now. And what they call this, what agnostics and atheists and all those that are pushing this agenda across this nation, they call that pollution. They call the cross pollution and Jesus pollution, and they're covered it up. That's what they're really doing in regards to Alinsky, the way that you look at it. You say, why are you bringing Alinsky up? Well, our president taught it for 4 years, according to the Chicago Tribune. He was mentored by Saul Alinsky himself. Hillary Clinton was mentored, reports are, according to the Chicago Tribune, by Saul Alinsky, and even wrote a paper that's sealed today in her graduate, whatever papers, her thesis. It's still sealed today. It's so significant. That's why it's significant. It's significant because in the end of this thing, that curtain right now is covering up a cross, and it's covering up a statue, and covering up an altar. The Jews and Christians are next. That's mm-hmm. what's next. If we don't, it's not, I'm not putting fear over you. I'm just saying we can stand up and go, wait, I got it. You're trying to organize us. You're trying to polarize us. You're trying to divide us, and you're trying to get us around some common thing like healthcare. Who doesn't want everybody to be taken care of? Around pollution, global warming, who doesn't want the air to be clean? But if your goal is to get rid of us and calling the church pollution mm-hmm. and Christians pollution and the cross pollution, mm-hmm. I'm telling you, you've got to see that. You can read more about this article in the VFN Torch, but I was just so shocked to be able to see that. And but that's what's happening. And wow. So at the same time, VA's falling,
yeah,
being exposed for what's happening inside of it, that look what they're doing simultaneously. Simultaneously, they are actually in Iron Mountain, Michigan, the VA clinic there. They put a curtain up. I mean, look at how they had to build this curtain, how they put it up. They had to build this thing
ridiculous.
Up to cover up Jesus. Yes, that is the future of all things Jesus, all things Jews, if we don't wake up. But if we wake up, we're greater than number than any of that. This is just mm-hmm. a small fragment, squeaking wheel. But we have to wake up. We have to wake up and say, God, we're sorry, Lord. Forgive us for being ashamed of you. Forgive us for not standing up boldly for you. Forgive us for being part of the 95% that lived their entire life and didn't tell one person about you. 95% of Christians
mm-hmm.
don't lead one person to the Lord in their entire life. Statistics aren't. It's like, oh my goodness, that means we're ashamed of you. Kind of makes you wonder, don't it? It's like, okay, if you're ashamed of you here, will I still get into heaven if you're ashamed of me in the throne room? Mm-hmm. I mean, think about it.
Yeah.
And it's like, maybe we got to change our doctrine then to kind of fit in to help us get into heaven. You know, it's like people are like, well, wait a minute. If I'm ashamed of him here, if I let them get away with this and cover Jesus up, cover the cross up, put a box over a cross that was a memorial to the soldiers in one of the wars on stage, put a box around the cross. They didn't want anybody to see it, offended them. You know why the cross offends folks? It's because it's authentic. It's where God met men.
Mm-hmm.
It's the real deal. Think about it. I mean, think about this. Does the color blue offend you? Does dirt offend you? Do the stars offend you? Does money offend you? Does Buddha offend you? Do all these different things offend you? It's like, nah, it's irrelevant, right? But the cross does.
Mm.
Because there's power in the cross. That's where God met us. That's when God so loved the world that he said, you know what? I'm going to come down and live as they live. I'm going to come down and live as they lived, and I'm going to experience what they've experienced. And although I am God, I will not exercise any of my Godhead, and I will walk as a man and feel their infirmities. This is why the cross offends. This is where God met man. He met us where we were on the cross, sin. He met us where we're sinful and lost and undone. And there had to be a sacrifice. The cross represents where God sacrificed his son. That's why there's a curtain around this in VA. This is why it bothers somebody who denies God. And think about it. Think about this. If they denied God, if they say that he doesn't exist, what's their issue then? Their issue is they know he exists, and they're going after him, trying to, which is useless. But because he's like, if you don't believe he exists, live your life. Enjoy it while you can.
That's right.
But the fact that you would want to put a curtain around the cross proves that you know God exists and he's real and he did pay the price for sin. And all you have to do to repent from your denial of him is accepting him as the Lord, as your Lord and Savior. Quit running from every single cross thinking you got to throw a blanket over it or a curtain over it. And it's just, I mean, the eyes of heaven are watching you going, only a fool in this heart says there's no God.
Mm-hmm.
It's just foolish. But the whole thing is, if we don't stand up as the church, there's huge consequences coming our way. We have to stand up. Mm-hmm. Because the enemy of God's folks and the enemy of the kingdom of God, the enemy of Jesus, those held captive by Lucifer, would want nothing more than to rid their society of anything Jesus. But I got good news for you. You're listening to VFN TV, the daily radio program. We have, outside of God's divine will, no plan of turning the lights out.
That's right.
No plan at all. As long as God has us here, we're going to continue to keep the conversation light, and we're going to tell you about things like this taking place at Iron Mountain, Michigan, where they put curtains to cover up the cross and Jesus. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.